by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
But one more thing I know. I know that God is working in me. He ain't just with me. He working in me. He's working in me. He's working in you. God is at work in you. Say this. Say, God is working in me. Put your name in it. It just do something when you put your own name in it. So say it again. God's working in. Say, he's at work in me now. 24/7, he working in me. All right, now let me give you some scriptures on this one right here. God is working in me. You got to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult life comes, you know, Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. That means there are going to be things turn out the way you wouldn't expect. That's a part of the tribulation. You're going to have affliction that you didn't plan on. That's a part of being in this world. He said, but be of good cheer, because what? I've overcome the world. And the Amplified says, I overcame it and I conquered it for you. So his victory, because he overcame, then that makes us overcomers, because we are in him. Because we're united to him. Amen. Because we share a common life together. Amen. He that's in the law is one spirit with him. He that's joined to the law is one spirit with him. So you can't separate me and Jesus. We're inseparable. And he's working in me. Amen. Now, let me show you the work that he's doing in you, so that you can cooperate with him. So you're not kicking against him. Amen. He with you. He love you. Amen. He's gracious. He wants to supply things to you. But you don't need to be kicking against what he wants to do in your life. So you need to come in agreement. Okay, I'm going to find out how he's working in me, and then I'm going to go with the program. Things just go a lot smoother when you go along with him. So that he's not like trying to tame a wild horse. You know, you can be bucking and not he trying to pull you this way and you trying to pull the other way. That's your flesh. Sometimes the devil won't try to take the reins, but the Holy Spirit has them. And to be meek means that there's power under control. You just let the Lord have his way. And things go a lot smoother. So when he won't go right, you go right. He not wanting to go right and you wanting to go left. See, that brings a struggle there. Amen. It means progress is going to be slow and hard, difficult. You can make things harder if you don't cooperate with him. So you want to cooperate with him. That means you want to understand what the Bible says he wants to do in you. And then you say, okay, that's what you want to do. Then have your way. Go ahead and do that. I'll cooperate. I'll get in agreement with you. And that's what we're going to start working on. And boy, I tell you, you talk about the glory and being in the right place at the right time. I don't have that many scriptures. Don't need that many. Philippians 1:6. Turn over to Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. It says, and I am convinced, listen to this, this is something he know now. I am convinced and sure of this very thing. You see here? He's talking about something he knows. Now, did Paul have opposition? Yeah, but you always see him talking about what he's convinced about. You always see him going back to what he knows. Right in the midst of all his trouble, he always go back and tell you, you know, when he was on the boat, and they had been lost at sea for 14 days. And an angel came and said, Paul, you got to go before Caesar. God's giving you all those that's sailing with you. And then he took charge of the boat and said, sirs, be of good cheer, for there stood by me this night an angel of the Lord, whose I am. You got to know who you belong to. Boy, that's another one right there. That's another feather in your cap right there. You got to know who you belong to. He said, I know who I am and who I serve. That's another one. You got to know who you serve. You got to know who you belong to, and you got to know who you serve. And he said, sirs, I believe God. You got to know who you believe. That it shall be unto me just like it was told me. So you just believe. It's going to be just like the angel told me. Ain't going to be no deviation. It's going to be just like the word that was given to me. So right in the middle of a life-threatening situation, he went back to the things that he knew. I know who I belong to. I know who I serve, and I know who I believe in. I know where my faith is at. So you got to keep your faith in God. You got to know you serve God, and you got to know that God has taken ownership of you. Paul always went back to what he knew. Here he says, I'm convinced. He said, I know and I'm convinced. For I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in me will continue until the day of Christ, right up to the time of his return. How long God going to be working in you? Right up to the time of his return, or right up to the time you die. And then even after you die, he don't stop working in you, because then there's brand new work taking place. When you die, you go into glory, there's new work begun. He don't stop working at it when you die and say, that's it, that's over for them. No, you just enter into another glory. There's work still going on. Amen. But he said, I'm convinced that God will be working in me up until the time, because Paul thought Jesus was coming back in his lifetime. That's why he said that, because he just believed, man, Jesus is coming back. He knew he was coming back, but he didn't know the time of his coming, because no man know. But you got to live like he's coming back in your lifetime. That's the way you're supposed to live. You ain't supposed to live like Jesus coming in 300 years. You're supposed to live your life like you believe he's coming in your lifetime. When you do that, you take your calling most serious. If you think, you know, it's like the world, where is his coming? Yeah, y'all been saying that for years, he coming back. He ain't coming back. He ain't coming back in my lifetime. It probably 200-300 years before he come back. So they don't have no motivation to serve God at all. But if you really believe Jesus coming back in your lifetime, you won't be playing around with the devil. In fact, the Bible says if you have the hope of his return in your heart, then it purifies you. In other words, there's a purity that takes place in your heart where you just cut off sin. You just don't want to have nothing to do with it, because if you live like he's coming back tomorrow, how would you live? If we knew for sure that Jesus was coming in the morning, how many of y'all be fasting and praying tonight? How many of you would be making it right? Oh, Lord, forgive me for that lie I told. Oh, Lord, I listened to a cuss word the other day. I listened to, forgive me, Jesus. Jesus, you'd be coming with all kinds of stuff that you'd be repenting of. If you thought he was coming back tomorrow, if you was convinced he's coming back, you would live different, wouldn't? Ooh, I got anybody? I got any offense with? You'd be on the phone. Hey, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. We don't need to have all this foolishness going on. I'm sorry for my part in the foolishness. Please forgive me, baby. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Is there anything I can do for you? Nothing too great. You just let me know if I can do anything at all for you, because the Lord is coming back in the morning. I want to be right. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Walking in Jerusalem just like Joan. I mean, just imagine if the church really lived like he coming. If we really believe that he could come in our lifetime, and he can, he's closer today than he was 50 years ago. We're 50 years closer to his return because he's coming. They didn't believe he's coming the first time, but there was a segment of people was looking for him. He came. They had discerned the time, said, Messiah coming. That lady that was Samaritan say, we know that Messiah coming. And when he come, he going to teach us everything. And Jesus said, I that speak to you am he. The one she's waiting on, standing there talking to her. Oh, me and Cece was talking about it going down to New Orleans. We were talking about, we saw them clouds out there. It was so beautiful. I said, Cece, he coming back on one. And the Bible said, every eye going to behold him. And then she said, I wonder if there's going to be a trumpet sound where the whole earth hear that sound. It's supernatural going to happen because they're going to see him everywhere. Everybody going to see him. They're going to look up. Everybody going to be like, whatever you're doing, you're going to stop what you're doing. Where that sound come from? That's him. And us that's in him, we're going to say, hey, Jesus, over here. Oh, Lord, we all be singing, please don't pass me by. Please don't pass me by. Gentle Savior. Praise the Lord. See, Paul lived like he's coming in his lifetime. You got to live like you believe he's coming tomorrow. And it'll keep your actions in check.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Never meant nothing.